Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We have a lot of news to talk about here today. Normally, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are very busy news days. That changed today. Two big stories coming out of WWE and UFC. The first, John Cena going to be taking weeks off, 5 to 6 weeks, maybe even longer, for personal reasons. His last scheduled date is the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. And after that, he's not going to be on television, he's not going to be working house shows, he's not going to be making any appearances until December. So we can talk about that on the show today. What does this mean? What's going on? Where's John Cena going? We're going to talk about that on the show. And also, breaking news from tomorrow's UFC 192 event. Semi-main event is off. Johnny Hendricks versus Tyrone Woodley. No longer taking place. Johnny Hendricks was hospitalized with an intestinal blockage as well as a kidney stone on Thursday night. He is not going to be able to work the show. As a result, Dana White has announced that he will now officially be moving up in weight, and the big fight coming up in, I guess it's January. There's a big fight coming up in January for the title, Robbie Lawler, Carlos Condit. The winner of that fight will now be taking on Tyrone Woodley, that's right, for the welterweight title. That was made official here today. Of course, you know how things go with title fights in UFC. Plans subject to change. But that was Dana White's announcement today, so we can talk about that. It's also Shine Week. AK-47 Allison Kay is going to be on the show tonight. She's facing Sweet Soraya Knight tonight at the Shine Show in Ybor City, Florida, WWNLive.com. We'll talk about that and so much more today. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. AK-47, Allison K is going to be on the show in about a half hour, but we have a lot of news to get into here today. We'll be taking your phone calls and such a little bit later on in the program. Studio line, 425-488-0525. The Skype line, F4W Online. Send us a text message at 425-780-7566. And the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE U.S. Champion John Cena will be taking time off from wrestling shortly for what the WWE has described as personal reasons. While we don't know the exact time frame that he will be gone, the 38-year-old Cena isn't advertised on anything after the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view in late October, starting with the next week's Raw in San Diego. As of now, he is being advertised for their December shows, and as part of the time off, WWE officials have confirmed he will not be appearing on any dates during the company's upcoming 10-day European tour that will see them do shows in Ireland, the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, and Germany. Yesterday, the company announced that Daniel Bryan was going to be going on the European tour, but then they pulled him. So I don't know what's going on with Daniel Bryan. We'll try and get an update during the show. But John Cena is off all programming, house shows, everything, through at least early December. He's asked for time off, as noted, for personal reasons. When I first heard this, I mean, there's a million things that a person thinks, but they just did that storyline on Total Divas where Dolph Ziggler wants Nikki Bella back. That was their big cliffhanger. And when they announced that John Cena was not going to be on any programming for the next couple of months, my first thought, I swear to God, was, you've got to be kidding me. There's no way that in the middle of football season, they're taking John Cena off all of this programming because of a stupid storyline on Total Divas. That's not why this is happening. Apparently, John Cena did ask for this time off a little while ago, dating back to August or something like that. We don't know why. It could just be that he wants a vacation. Nikki Bella's going on the European tour, so it has nothing to do with her. Nobody knows why he's gone. He's not injured, but he's gone. And obviously, that opens up the door to a lot of changes in WWE. No John Cena on television during football season. Believe it or not, other guys are going to get shots at the top, including Dean Ambrose. It's only going to probably be about 6 weeks, but it's going to be a positive and a negative, and I think it's more a positive than a negative, Mike.
I agree. And who knows why maybe he just snapped. You know, it's, you know, we always talk about John Cena the robot and how much he does. He does a lot, and he looks the same way all the time, which, you know, hey, no matter what you even say about that, the fact is you actually still have to go to the gym and stay in shape, and he does all this meat, does all of this stuff. He just may need time to decompress. You know, who knows why, family, whatever it is, and it doesn't matter, I guess. I mean, the only way it would matter is if this all of a sudden happened because, you know, Hornswoggle wasn't the only one, but I think we would probably know that, and it sounds like he's asked for this ahead of time, so it wouldn't be that, and that would just be TMZ-ish to try to bring up anyway. So, hey, good for him. And he maybe, again, who cares why? This is good because it gives other people a shot. He's not there. You don't have to worry about him, you know, hanging over things. No matter what it was with Kevin Owens, there was word that when John Cena, the ratings started to drop when John Cena lost and they had to give him the win back quicker. Now, no matter what happens, you don't have that to fall back on. Talked about WrestleMania with all these guys and how they, you know, they're using a lot of guys from the past and they're recycling a lot of things. Well, when you have a gun held to your head and you don't have the chance to fall back on those things, sometimes it makes you more creative. Sometimes it makes you more interesting. Whatever it is, it gives you the opportunity and it forces you in to the opportunity to try to do new things and to make things better and to keep people stronger. I don't know maybe if John Cena, if they knew about this that much ahead of time, would they have done the same thing with Cesaro? I guess maybe they could. But, you know, it does make you at least a little bit hopeful that because John Cena has been this big, you know, overhanging thing, and when all else fails, they always like going back to him and making sure that he's in good shape. And that may look, this may explain why on Monday, too, that he was in the beginning segment and he wasn't throughout and they didn't utilize him maybe as much because, you know, he got done what he needed to get done and was out, and the focus was on Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt at the end.
I might have mentioned, by the way, one thing before all of these rumors get spread about Daniel Bryan's return to wrestling. I don't think that Daniel Bryan initially being advertised on the European tour had anything to do with him wrestling. My guess, and maybe we'll know more at the end of the show, my guess is that they wanted him to play the role of GM that Ric Flair is now playing. And they first announced him, and then they pulled him, and then they announced Ric Flair. I'm pretty sure that that's what the whole thing is about. But who knows? Maybe there's a Daniel Bryan story that we'll find out about here very shortly. But I think that's the story there. Also, UFC 192 lost the semi-main event overnight as Johnny Hendricks suffered an intestinal blockage as well as a kidney stone in what I must presume was a weight cut. The way he described it, he said that everything was going fine and then his body just shut down, which is the term that everybody uses when something goes wrong with a weight cut. My body shut down. So he is off of UFC 192. Tyrone Woodley has now been gifted a title shot. He is going to be facing the winner of the upcoming Robbie Lawler-Carlos Condit fight, which is taking place on January 2nd. The winner of that fight, yes, will be facing Tyrone Woodley for a shot at the title. This all seems to be Dana White flipping out, very upset at Johnny Hendricks, and snatching any chance of a championship match away from him as a result of this, and also commanding him to move up one weight class.
It's like old school Dana White right there, you know, with a guy. Now he's a middleweight, you know, the end of discussion, that's it. And he's not happy. And hey, they had a great storyline leading into this. It was very interesting anyway, especially if you were a fan of wrestlers. So that's gone. And that's disappointing. And we should get Filthy Tom Lawler on.
Tom will talk about this over the weekend, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, and he's got, you know, being a wrestler, he's got a UFC fighter, every bit to talk about this, too. You don't get a kidney stone and you don't have these types of problems without a bad weight cut. And maybe it's not even a bad weight cut. Maybe it's just, you know, nature going ding. You know, it's your turn for this because what you're doing is stupid. Realistically, I know athletes do it all the time. You know, I've done 10 pounds. I've never done 12, but apparently that's what he had to lose to get to weight. And that's something that fighters do. But think
well,
about
that's
that.
12 a couple of days ago. We have no idea how big this guy got in the offseason. He could have been up at 225 again.
Oh, absolutely. But look, I mean, 12 to the average person, if you tell them they got to drop 12 pounds in, you know, it doesn't compute unless you were in a sport where you actually weight was an issue. And there's a lot of people that never do any of those types of things. And, you know, if something happens, that's one of those things that to the general public, you know, comes. It's just, how could you let this happen? You know, and that's the risk that these fighters really put themselves at. I was okay with the IV thing, and I understand why people wouldn't be, and I'm fine with them not being able to give IVs, but, you know, it plays into that camp, too. This is the first fight where you can't get an IV afterwards, and he's killing himself to go down to make weight, and it's just, I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It's time for guys to really fight closer to their normal weights. I mean, they may not do it. They're certainly not going to do it in boxing, but it just is a reminder that even though guys have had to pull out with fights, you know, before, and guys have had issues with bad weight cuts before, and we've heard about those a million times, you know, are we really waiting on something tragic to happen again like we had with the wrestlers back in, what's it been now, about 15 years ago or whatever it is now, where three of them died, you know, before the season? It's just, you know, I just don't want to see that happen, and I don't want to see the UFC get any extra criticism or have these fighters get any extra criticism because they're fighting and cutting way too much weight.
We are heading to a break, everybody. When we come back, phone calls, Skype calls, text messages, more news here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking your calls, 425-488-0525 is the studio number. Skype us at F4W Online. The Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. Drop us a text message at 425-780-7566. And let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Perryopolis, PA.
Excuse me, Perryopolis? What does that mean?
It's a small town in Pennsylvania.
Oh, did you move?
No, I'm just here for a wrestling show.
Now, what show is that?
I believe it's the Adrenaline Championship Wrestling Show featuring Mickey James.
You believe it's that show? You're not sure?
Well, it's two federations, so it's sort of confusing.
I see. Who's the main event tonight?
I believe it's a tournament for the world title between Jesse Skelton and some other local wrestlers because they're world champions.
World title.
Ryan's doing a hell of a job selling this show. Yeah. Okay, well, what's on your mind, Ryan, besides this show tonight?
Well, my question is about the John Cena Open Challenge. Have you heard the rumor that he's the Russell NXT wrestlers? And I guess now that one of them has to be him since he's taken all that time off.
was there a question there? Is he going to be wrestling NXT wrestlers?
He from NXT is a dead beat because my source said he's going to start accepting challenges from the NXT wrestlers. So
your source. You got a source, Ryan.
Right. If you get it Google, you can probably figure out there's multiple sources that have been stated.
Brian's source is Wikipedia.
Huh. How about that? Well, it would make sense if you wanted to debut somebody. An NXT star could come up and beat John Cena and win the U.S. title, and away
when
we go.
When's Sami Zayn healthy?
I think he's healthy later this year. Listen, John Cena's only gone for 6 weeks, so you don't necessarily have to even take the title off of him. I don't even know if they're going to.
That's dog years in WWE land.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to take the title off the guy because he's 30 days. No, he's pointing out the 30-day rule. They don't do that anymore. They're not stripping John Cena because he's gone more than 30 days.
They did to Daniel Bryan.
They did do it to Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan's still gone.
And it was a story.
And John Cena, they know, will be coming back. So there's a big difference right there.
But they didn't know they'd be that gone that long until he was actually gone that long.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I don't think they're stripping John Cena of the U.S. title for a pre-planned vacation where they have a return date already. Hey, Seth Rollins could beat him this weekend. Maybe Seth Rollins is going to win the U.S. title in that cage match. That's the only title on the line.
He should.
Yeah, but they're afraid to have John Cena lose.
My money's on Cena.
Your money's on Cena this weekend?
Right.
Mm. Well, that's good, Ryan. I want to thank you very much for the call. I saw some odds for Madison Square Garden. Let's see if I've got in my email. Yeah, you should have seen these odds. Especially for that Brock Lesnar match. All right, here we are. And, of course, the card's subject to change. These are not necessarily spoilers. Not that... Seriously, if I told you right now that it's a spoiler that Brock Lesnar is beating the Big Show, you're going to be angry. Brock Lesnar, minus 16,000. The Big Show, plus 4,000. John Cena, as of yesterday, was minus 1050. Seth Rollins, plus 500. I wonder if those lines have changed now that John Cena's taken time off. Although he is taking time off after Hell in a Cell, so he's going to be around for a while. There is time to do Ryan's Open Challenge idea on Raw and have somebody beat John Cena if they're going to take the title off him. Kevin Owens, minus 2,000 versus Chris Jericho, who's plus 1,000. Believe it or not, in these odds, the Dudleys are not the favorites. The New Day is minus 140. The Dudleys are plus 100, which surprises me. Rusev is minus 210. Dolph Ziggler is plus 160. And Randy Orton is minus 180, and Sheamus is plus 140, which, of course, makes sense because it's even Steven, everybody. Those are your odds for that MSG show coming up tomorrow night. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
Well, I think this Cena thing can only be good. It gives him a little bit of time to kind of be out of the public eye, rest himself up, and... You know, make a little bit of anticipation for a return for him while he's gone. I'm not going to be one of those guys that's going to crap on him and, you know, give him 30 different kinds of hell for where he is at his spot. But I do believe that his biggest enemy is the overexposure of John Cena. I think if they scaled him back a little bit more, it would be great for him overall and for the company because it would make him more important as an attraction.
Let me disagree with you for a moment here, John. The problem is John Cena is, A, no more overexposed than anybody else on that roster, and, B, I would argue he's actually less overexposed Because at this point, John Cena is really only working Raw. Seth Rollins has been working Raw and SmackDown. He's on television 5 hours live every single week. Guys like Dolph are working both shows. I mean, those guys arguably would be more overexposed than John Cena.
All right. I guess I have to concede that. But I am still of the opinion that if you scale back with him, though, it wouldn't hurt anything.
But it's definitely not going to hurt anything to scale back with John Cena.
I do think that they do need to start doing a little bit more sparing use of our world champion, Mr. Rollins, or any champion for that matter. I remember back in the day, it was a treat to get the world champion on a show. You didn't get him every show. I think they need to go back to that kind of logic and mindset because it'll make it more special on the shows. Plus, it allows you to kind of beef up that undercard and work on your secondary titles and make those a little bit more important every show, as opposed to making the world championship the main huge giant core focus driving home every show.
Well, at the end of the day, John, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, they kind of did that with Brock Lesnar when he was a champion and had limited dates. You didn't see the champion all the time. And what we ended up getting was Seth Rollins all over the show. I think the bigger issue with Seth Rollins, yes, he's probably on TV way too much. He's not only on every show, he's in 1,000 segments on every show. But the bigger issue is that he loses every single show. This man's record as champion is, I mean, at least for September of 2015, it's worse than Jack Swagger. It's worse than Rey Mysterio. It's worse than any other champion I can ever think of. He was 10-1. No, I'm sorry, 1-10 as of last week, if you count house shows. He was 1-6 if you count television. He lost 6 times, and he got 1 win on television in a 3-week period in September of 2015. That's terrible.
It's storyline champion. And the story is, when he does win, it's usually not exactly of his doing, even though he's a great athlete. He can't seal the deal. He needs somebody else to always help him. And when he loses, which is a lot, it's a resounding loss, and he gets his mouth shut and he gets his comeuppance, which you don't necessarily want on every single show because it doesn't make any sense and it doesn't really help him out long term. People are going to look back on his title reign and look at the ratings of the show and all that stuff and correlate him to it. And it's the thing where, you know, sometimes the sum of the parts, you know, you can't blame him. It's the whole.
It's not his fault.
Exactly. And the whole of the show, as people, you know, hopefully they hear this show as they look back and they look. It's not his fault. He's done a great job with what they've been given. I mean, those long, they take forever and they're terrible. But can you imagine somebody else doing them who's not like a John Cena or a super charismatic guy? I mean, Rollins does as good of a job for the length of time that he's on as any young guy in a long, long time, and better than almost anybody else in that company. You know, much better, in fact.
What's funny is that's part of the problem.
Well, exactly.
He's so good, they think, oh, he can beat Seth 6 times on television in 3 weeks. It ain't going to hurt him.
And what do people pop for? What will they pop for when he's a babyface? These moves, the moves that he does, and it's like the athleticism. And then you'd think back to the Brock Lesnar thing, what made him special? That athletic sporting aspect of it. Look, I don't need Rollins to—he needs to be the chicken heel to the guys like a Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns or whoever else he's facing in his current feud that he has going on. But it's okay. It was still Ric Flair did that for years. And look, you can debate how much it damaged him and how much it damaged the NWA at the time where Hulk Hogan was wrecking shop. But he still beat the Brad Armstrongs of the world. They still had him out there being strong against somebody. You know, he was driving a knee into the back of Ricky Morton's face, even though he may have been cheating to get out of a match against him, you know, on a big show in Greensboro later on. He was still getting, you know, some comeuppance. And I guess in a way you could say that Seth Rollins did that with Kane or has done that with Kane. But it's been so stupid, and the storyline's been so dumb, and it's been constructed so badly, you can't even give him that.
Dude, go back and look at Triple H when Triple H was a heel champion. Triple H beat everybody. He beat everybody clean. Triple H, in fact, at the time...
Big leather jacket wearing badass?
At the time, there had been... I can't remember how many... It was like WrestleMania X7 or whatever. I don't remember the exact one. I can't remember all the WrestleManias off the top of my head. But the point is, Triple H was the first heel ever to win a WrestleMania main event. And they had done over 15. It was like 17, 18, 19, something like that. I don't remember the number, but nearly 20 WrestleManias. He was the first heel to win in the main event. That's Triple H. Meanwhile, this Seth Rollins guy is a heel, and it's like, oh, well, we can't have our heel champion beat anybody. He's got
winners
got to
win, for God's sakes.
Back in a moment. AK-47, Allison K, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight, Shine 30, 9 p.m., the Orpheum. In Ybor City, Florida, tickets available at shinewrestling.com. You can watch on live iPay-per-view in HD, wwnlive.com. We are very happy today to be joined by Allison Kay. Allison, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
It's funny, we talked to you during the break, and for somebody whose nickname is the AK-47, you sound so pleasant.
Well, you know, I like to be a polite person. I'm not always mean.
Sure.
You push me, I push back. That's how it works.
Well, I'm not going to do that here on the show.
What is it with you people from the Mitten? Is it just because Detroit
Hold up. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, Mike.
Here's why. Here's why. Because the people of Detroit, and I want to know if it's just because it's it's a hard city or whatever it is. Look at the list of names of wrestlers from Detroit. You got, you know, Rob Van Dam, the Steiner Brothers, George the Animal Steel, Sabu, Rhino. I mean, these are tough. The Sheik, for God's sakes. These are like some of the toughest human beings when you bring up like wrestlers. And yeah, there's Alex Shelley and people like that. But still, I mean, these are even him. Tough human beings, badass human beings. What is it about wrestlers from Detroit? I mean, AK-47, you know, people don't come out of like, you know, Missouri with that or, you know, wherever, Nebraska. I mean, only Detroit, you could have a name like that.
I agree. I guess it's just something in the water. I don't know. Something in the Detroit River.
You're drinking water out of the river?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that river, but we won't get into that.
Well, listen, let's talk about this match here tonight. Sweet Soraya Knight is your opponent, and we've talked to a lot of the Shine Girls this week, and Soraya Knight, Paige's mom, very, very intimidating individual in a lot of ways. But also, it is true, she is very sweet. She has been on the show. She seems to be a very sweet woman, but she's tough. Thoughts on tonight's match?
Yes. Soraya, we've never wrestled before.
Really?
Any type of match. One time at Shimmer, we were on the same tag team, on the same side. So I've seen her work up close and personal. But we've never been in the ring together, so it's definitely going to be interesting. But I've seen enough to know what to expect, and whatever she gives, I'm going to give back just as much. So I'm not worried.
Now, is this the Anything Goes match?
Yes, it is. Anything goes, because we can't just have a regular match. We have to add some stipulation to it, right?
Well, that's what I was wondering. This is the first time you've wrestled. You're starting with an Anything Goes match.
Well, that was apparently her request.
I see.
I'm guessing because she's watched my stuff and she knows how I work, and that's just usually what it ends up being anyway. And so she doesn't want there to be any disqualification because of it. That's my assumption.
Now, this Anything Goes match here, we actually had a text message question for you earlier. Apparently there was an incident where Mia Yim destroyed your nose. And it was in the text message, it was specifically stated in all caps, destroyed. What happened here?
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I wouldn't say destroyed. I mean, I have a nose still. It's still there.
That's good.
This was back in 2012, 2013. It was at AIW Girls Night Out 5. So we wrestled in a match. She was actually a replacement for Cherry Bomb. I was supposed to wrestle Cherry Bomb, who couldn't make it. Ended up wrestling Mia. And yes, you broke my nose with a kick.
Man. I'm looking at a picture of you right now from this month, and your nose looks great.
Thank you.
So that man texting did not know what he was talking about. His name is
Ed, by the way. Now, if you see pictures if you Google my name, that's one of the first pictures that come up. It's just my bloody face, and my nose was broken in three places. So it looked bad. I was bleeding throughout the match. But yes, I still have a nose, and it's not completely destroyed or crooked, so I'm very grateful.
Now, what are your thoughts on Seth Rollins stealing your hairstyle gimmick?
Fans like to comment on some of my pictures and they say, oh, I love your Seth Rollins hair, but I've had this streak for a very long time.
That, see?
But, you know, whoever has it on TV first wins, so I guess I need to change something.
Well, he doesn't have the blue tips, so that's a little bit
true.
Different.
And I think he's growing his out anyway, isn't he? I don't think he has.
Yeah, I think he got rid of the blonde streak. So
people are stealing everything from you. People are stealing everything from you. There's a picture of you with a peacock headdress that apparently Dalton Castle has now stolen from you in Ring of Honor as well, too.
What?
I don't know if he has the peacock headdress, does he? I thought he just had the wings.
I mean, still, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Because I have a headdress that I wear at Shine, and I have, like, the shoulder piece. Like the one that I usually wear up on the East Coast because it's easier to travel with that way. What does he wear?
Well, he calls himself the human peacock, but
right.
he mostly just has the wings. I haven't seen the headdress yet, but it could be coming.
Okay. because I don't know him, but we're going to have a talk.
I'd like to see this.
Now, I will say that the peacock thing, that just happened to be the headdress that I chose. I'm not the peacock guy or whatever. I don't know. That's not like a moniker of mine. I just wanted a headdress, and the one I liked happened to be peacock feather.
Well, it's an awesome headdress. And the obvious question is, where do you get a peacock headdress?
That I cannot reveal, because then Dalton Castle's going to listen to this, and he's going to go buy one.
I see.
Good point.
It's a secret special store custom made for me.
I do have a scoop for you, and that is that there are two peacocks that roam the neighborhood, I swear to God, outside my house, and they make the most horrendous, blood-curdling squawks in the middle of the night. So if you need more feathers, and you have an AK-47, I have got the hookup for you.
Hurt them. If they happen to drop feathers, you can start collecting them for me. I'd be more than appreciative.
That's right.
But yes, they are very aggressive. They're not just beautiful. They're very territorial. The males are the ones actually with all the colors, so I don't know what that says about me, but apparently they're very, very aggressive.
It means you've took out a lot of men.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Tell us about how you got started in wrestling, because we've had a lot of the Shine Girls on, and a lot of them started very young. I mean, we're talking 14, 15, 16. You, I guess it was a ripe old age of 20, of all things, that you got into wrestling.
Yeah.
Tell us about
20,
this journey.
I wouldn't say as old, but compared to 14 and 15, yeah, I guess
yes.
That's right.
Yes.
I've wanted to be a wrestler ever since I was a kid. I'm sure a lot of the girls that you've had on the show earlier have the same type of backstory, because that's usually how it goes for us. But it's just the only thing that I've ever wanted to be, and that was when I decided to pursue it. And I had a friend who had a friend and that kind of thing, who introduced me to a local promoter, and the rest is history.
So what did you do prior to this? Because we presume you graduated around 18, you had a couple of years there, unless you trained for like 3 straight years or whatever it was. What made you decide, okay, I'm doing this now? What had you been doing prior, and what was like the catalyst for, okay, I got to do this wrestling thing?
I was in university at the time. I was going to University of Michigan, Dearborn, and just studying. I was working a normal job, and that was pretty much it, because I was going to school, but I was just going because I felt like that's what you're supposed to do, right? You graduate high school, go to college, but there was nothing there that I felt passionate about pursuing or getting a bachelor's in. And just working a dead-end job, just, you know, that I started when I was in high school. And that's just when I realized, like, I need to follow some type of dream. What is my dream? And wrestling is the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
Who are some of the influences when you were a kid watching wrestling? What kind of wrestlers did you gravitate towards?
This question's a little tricky for me, because who influenced me as a child that does not necessarily reflect who I am today, and who influences me now, they're like the exact opposites of who influenced me as a child. You know what I mean?
Because when I was a kid, I was influenced by the Ultimate Warrior, and that changed quick. So who were your early influences, and who are some of them today?
So I actually was just telling someone about this. I think I posted something about it to Instagram, so I don't mind sharing. But my first favorite wrestler ever that I can recall anyway was Val Venus.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Probably very inappropriate for a child my age at the time. But yeah, Val Venus. And of course I liked Stone Cold.
Well, it was his work, not his films, I'm sure.
Yes. I was obsessed with Lita at some point, like most girls my age were. And now, when I look back on it, Chris Jericho was one of my all-time favorites.
You know, when you talk about Lita, yes, you're far from the only girl that thought that Lita was awesome and was a huge influence. And I look at the Divas Revolution that they're doing on Raw today, and maybe it's just me, but I don't think in 15 years I'm going to be doing this show and have women wrestlers come on and say, man, when I was a kid, I was really influenced by that Nikki Bella. Maybe I will. I don't know. I just don't feel that there's that connection.
And I do think that there will be girls that do say that, because
I can see Bailey. I don't know about Nikki Bella.
I don't know, because if you think about it, like someone my age, if they look back on like the Attitude Era, they could say, my favorite diva was Terry Runnels.
Nobody says that. Runnels. Come on.
You don't know that.
No. Yeah. You can go to the whole Shine locker room tonight, and not one person is going to say Terry Runnels.
Well, maybe that was my number two. You don't know.
Was it your number two?
No.
Okay.
But, no, I think the Bellas, regardless of what people might think about where they came from or what their athletic background is, I think that they're still very respectable women to look up to. And I think that the Divas Revolution is really going to bring more of that to the surface.
Do you think that Shine and Shimmer and all the other the groups that are out there that you work for, do you think they're able to do that? I know it's tough to get visibility, and there's a lot of, you know, promotions out there kind of clawing for eyeballs and things like that. Are you able to see any kids or any influence that you have on anybody at any of these shows?
I'm sorry, what is the question? Am I able to see...
You know, as far as being influences on kids and things like that, I mean, how often do you get a chance to see, okay, and going to Japan and things like that, how often do you get to see, you know, young people at shows, and does it amaze you that, you know, they're getting a chance to see you the same way that you got a chance to see Lita?
It really
and
does.
And Terry Runnels.
I don't see myself being like how Lita was, such an influence, you know, but when people do come up to me and say something or they tweet me, it really does take me aback. And I'm like, oh, I really do have an effect on these people. Or when the young fans do these role play accounts on Twitter and they say that they're Allison Kay and they do like the, I don't really get it, but they say like, I'm not the real Allison Kay, but then they do this role play with other pretend wrestlers. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it happens a lot. And it makes me realize like, oh, wow, they really are paying attention and seeing these pictures and things that I write. And actually, now that you mention it, one thing that really bothers me when kids do, and it's normally younger girls, when they tweet me and they say things like, I wish I was beautiful like you, or I wish I looked like you, things like that, that really takes me aback. And it upsets me because I always write them back too. And I hope I never get to a point where, well, maybe I do, but I was going to say, I hope I can never get to a point where I can't respond to them all. Because it really does mean a lot to me, but to tell them that to not want to ever be anyone else or look like anyone else and love yourself and like that is probably the one thing that I've noticed the most because it affects me the most.
You know what though? When you write back to those little girls, like that's going to change their life.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why it would be heartbreaking to me to not see them all. Cause I know, I mean, if I ever got to a point where I had so many people writing stuff like that to me, I know eventually on Twitter they get lost. But I guess in a way that maybe I could send my message out a different way.
All right. Well, stand by for just a second. We got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine 30 tonight, October 2nd, bell time 9 p.m., the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. If you'd like to grab tickets, ShineWrestling.com. If you can be there live, if you cannot, you can watch live on iPay-Per-View tonight, WWNLive.com in HD. AK-47 Allison Kay is on the show. She'll be facing Sweet Soraya Knight, the mother of Paige. She probably hates to hear that all the time, the mother of Paige. Paige should be Sweet Soraya Knight's daughter in WWE. Anything goes match. And Allison, before we go, let's get some plugs out here for your social media, whatever else you'd like to get out.
Yes. Well, first, I do want to say, as you already mentioned, this match is anything goes. So fans that are going to be in attendance, just going to throw it out there. If you happen to bring an object that maybe you want me to use, I may or may not. No promises, but just going to throw that out there. My Twitter and Instagram are the same. It's Allison K, A-L-L-Y-S-I-N underscore K-A-Y. Don't really use Facebook. I have one just so people can't pretend to be me, but that's about it.
And I hear there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
I hope at some point tonight you're able to work in a spot where you pick up a live human being and throw it at Sweet Soraya Knight as we saw on Raw Monday. An actual human.
That very well could happen.
That's right.
Val.
That's right. So check it out tonight, everybody. I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, Allison. I want to thank everybody who joined us for Shine Week this week. Ed for helping set it up. And, of course, all of the callers and listeners will be back on Sunday with more 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern for 2 full hours. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.